Today on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I am talking about the new film Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're on. Watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech it is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. Yeah. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am talking about the new film, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I can't even believe how excited I am to get to talk about this film. Not necessarily because it is the most greatest film ever. But this is the first time since doing these movie reviews that a Planet of the Apes movie has come out. And I am a big fan of the whole world, of the premise of Planet of the Apes, back from the original ones, the Charlton Heston ones that came out before you know that Charlton Heston was a crazy guy. I'm a big fan of the franchise. So this is a film that I couldn't wait for the preview. Then I had a conflict, couldn't go see it. So, but I was there opening day, opening morning to watch it. Wanted to get this review out quicker, was too busy, but now here it is. So if you've been on the fence about whether you should see it or not, before it gets out of the theater, here is the review from me. So, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, rated PG-13, an action sci-fi, runs 2 hours and 25 minutes, directed by Wes Ball, written by Josh Friedman, starring Owen Teague, Freya Allen, Kevin Durand, Peter Macon, and William H. Macy. Now, William H. Macy is not an ape. He's actually a person in this, which is, just so you know, just in case you're watching it and going like, which one is William Macy? He's a person. He will show up in it. You know, in the latest Planet of the Apes movies, since we already know people are there, humans. I don't want to call them the name in the film. We know that they're around, right? Because this is I don't know where we're comparing them. I do not know where we're comparing this in the original timeline. That's a big discussion in itself. But following the story, we know from the last one there was a little battle with the humans and the apes, and so this is continuing along a human in the story. There's not as many humans as the past films, so. This is an ape heavy film. Let's be clear on that. So let me read the description. Many years after the reign of Caesar, a young ape goes on a journey that will lead him to question everything he's been taught about the past and making choices that will define the future for apes and humans alike. That's the internet one, right? Here's the description from them, the studio. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the global epic franchise set several generations into the future following Caesar's reign, in which apes are the dominant species living harmoniously and humans have been reduced to living in the shadows. As a new tyrannical ape leader builds his empire, one young ape undertakes a harrowing journey that will cause him to question all that he has known about the past and make choices that will define a future for apes and humans alike. So I do think that's one of the big, if you are familiar with the franchise so far, the biggest thing on this new set of them is Caesar, the ape named Caesar. This is the first one without him. Okay, so he is this is like the next generation. This is it opens up, this is not a spoiler, opens up at the kind of a shot of the last film and Caesar's ending, right? And it says a few generations later, and then we discover this and a whole apes that are like bird lovers, and they have their own little culture that they've developed, and it's been generations, and so they don't necessarily know the truth about the past. They know what their elders have been teaching them, and some of it's true, some of it's not all true, and they have to learn. So this discovery, and which is good about that is that if you are new to this franchise, they act as those guides to the world. Okay, so it works out. It works out for everybody in this. The best things about this. Now, this motion capture of the I'm not sure, but I think that's the term for the special effects of the actors playing apes is absolutely bananas. No pun intended. It is so good that you almost think they went out and hired ape apes who happen to be actors. That's the job they chose to be in this film. They are so realistic. It's kind of amazing. So that is just that first off is phenomenal. I couldn't believe this was 2 hours and 25 minutes. It flew by so fast. It's action packed. It's interesting. I think it might lack in. I don't think it has those direct messages toward the way we behave poorly as humans as the original ones did. The original Planet of the Apes films very much had the spirit of sci-fi where here is this science fiction world, but we're really teaching ourselves about humanity. And Charlton Heston's character is very critical about humanity. And we saw a lot of analogies in there. This doesn't have that for the most part. There's a couple little things, but mostly it's kind of just an action film set in this ape world. Now, I'm sure if I dug into this and I did a movie club about this, a film club, we could probably get some things out of that, just like all movies do ultimately. But it's not that deep level of let's understand humanity like you get in science fiction and the Star Trek series, well, television series and the first movies. So that's the only thing it doesn't have going for it is the messaging is not quite there. But otherwise, it's a thrill ride. It's like why is there not a ride for Planet of the Apes? Huh? How come there's not an amusement park ride for Planet of the Apes? Why isn't there a Planet of the Apes video game? I joked about Avatar being a video game, which kind of is, but I like a Planet of the Apes. I could delve into that world. Ooh, an open world Planet of the Apes game. That would be cool. I'd run around there. If you are a fan of the old ones, I love there's a lot of callbacks. There's a lot of there's names or there's characters that I believe are supposed to be like similar ones, or they're just borrowing the names from the old series. It did make me wonder about causality. Like, is this so in the original Planet of the Apes, you know, we're there, and then you go, then there's the second one, there's a time travel thing, and it goes back. And then they kind of, it starts the motion, which ends up being creating Planet of the Apes. So if they had never gone back in time, the Planet of the Apes would have never existed. So it's like almost a paradox, right? They started, so it almost creates a new timeline. I kind of wonder if this one does that and creates another whole new timeline that wouldn't have, like, is this just circular? It keeps going around and around, because if it had never been for Charlton Heston, these other ape films never would have happened, because they are actually branches off of the timeline, because time just keeps trying to make this the ape planet happen no matter what. Right? That's what I wonder. Okay. So that's me nerding out. So I will say, should you look for a lesson in this film? There's part of me that says don't trust humans. Just don't. But then there's also part of me that says you can't trust anybody. And then there's part of me that says it's really about whether you are human or ape, the same stuff's gonna happen. Power, absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? So, but this is kind of a, let's see, if something was a coming of age story, this isn't a coming of age story, but it is kind of this tale of let's small town boy goes on a big adventure. Really, that's what it is. He's like in a small town, but it's a village that's separated from a lot of apes. And then though you know, I think it's funny in all of them, like these are like chimpanzees. There's a chimpanzee land, right? And this would be also in my amusement park, chimpanzee land. And then the bad guys are like the gorillas. We're always hating on the gorillas. Why we gotta hate on them? They're good. I bet all chimpanzees are nice, but they are in this film. No, there's actually a couple naughty ones. But anyway, I digress. But that says there's something in there. There's something about the difference between gorillas and chimpanzees and orangutans. They all have different sets of skills, I guess. And I don't know what the message is about that, but that's something I would like to dig into. Anyway, in my scale of love it, like it, or lose it, I'm gonna give this a like it, a love it. In my scale of love it or like it or lose it, I am giving this a love it. I love this film. I love Planet of the Apes films, and this is not a bad one, so this is a good one. Sure, I want more messaging. I want some sci-fi messaging, but I don't know. I'm wondering if that's just a lost art now. I can't have a film that's actiony now and also sends a message. They won't do it for me. They refuse to. Who's they? I don't know. People, the makers. Like, no, we can't send a message too much. It might offend somebody. So, but I'm okay with action movie Planet of the Apes too. It's just a fun world to play in. So I give it a love it. Have you seen the film? What do you think? Am I right? Am I wrong? Are you a fan of the series? This is your first time. Tell me your experience with Planet of the Apes in the comments, wherever you're watching this. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to me rant about one of my favorite franchises of all time. And thank you for liking and subscribing to the podcast so you can be notified when a new video drops. But mostly, I want to thank you for watching a movie with Silas Livingston.
You're watching a movie with Silas Livingston. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Livingston. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.